Starkware cuts staff and splits into two units after Starknet revenue falls. 99% Starkware, the company behind Ethereum's Starknet zero-knowledge rollup, is cutting staff and reorganizing into two independent business units. The trigger: Starknet's monthly fee revenue has collapsed from roughly $6 million at its late 2023 peak to approximately $48,000 in the first half of April 2026, a decline exceeding 99%. CEO Eli Bensassen told CoinDesk that the company must take our technological superiority and convert it into meaningful revenue, meaningful usage. The restructuring creates a new applications unit led by researcher Avihu Levy, tasked with building revenue-generating products rather than pure infrastructure. From $6 million to $48,000, the numbers are stark. At peak in late 2023, Starknet generated roughly $6 million per month in sequencer fees, the revenue a Layer 2 collects from users for processing transactions and posting proofs to Ethereum. By April 2026, that figure sits at $48,000 for the first half of the month. The culprit is not specific to Starknet. Ethereum's EIP-4844 upgrade, which went live in March 2024 with the Denkun hard fork, introduced blob transactions that slashed L2 data posting costs by roughly 95%. Transaction fees on Starknet dropped from an average of 680 to 0.04 almost overnight. Users benefited. L2 operators lost their primary revenue stream. The damage is visible across the entire L2 landscape, but Starknet sits near the bottom. Base, Coinbase's L2, leads with approximately $147,000 in daily fee revenue. Arbitrum follows at $39,000. Starknet generates around $9,000 per day as of early April 2026, trailing even smaller competitors. An $8 billion valuation revisited Starkware, last raised $100 million in May 2022 at an $8 billion valuation, with investors including Sequoia Capital, Paradigm, and Coatue. At the time, ZK rollup technology was widely considered the endgame for Ethereum scaling, and Starknet was one of two leading ZK networks alongside ZK Sync. That $8 billion figure now sits against a token, STRK, trading at 0.034 as of April 13, 2026, giving it a market cap of roughly $196 million. The next token unlock on April 15th will release 127 million STRK, 437 million, adding 1.3% to circulating supply. Monthly vesting unlocks have been a persistent drag on the token's price, which has fallen near all-time lows. The total value locked on Starknet remains above $200 million, but TVL alone does not generate fee revenue. Base and Arbitrum command 44% and 33% of L2 TVL, respectively. Starknet's share is a fraction of that. The L2 business model problem EIP-4844 was designed to make Layer 2s cheaper for users. It succeeded, but it also exposed a structural weakness. Most L2s had no revenue model beyond the spread between what they charged users and what they paid Ethereum for data availability. When that spread compressed to near zero, L2 operators found themselves running expensive infrastructure with minimal income. Base can subsidize its operations through Coinbase's broader business. Arbitrum has the largest ecosystem of DeFi applications generating activity. Starknet, despite its technical advantages in ZK-proof generation, has struggled to attract the same volume of users and applications. Bensassen's response is to pivot from infrastructure to products. The new applications unit under Avihu Levy will focus on building services that generate direct revenue. One early initiative is Quantum Safe Bitcoin, QSB, a research project on quantum-resistant Bitcoin transactions using Starknet's proving technology. The estimated cost per QSB transaction is $75 to $200, far above standard Bitcoin fees of 0.33, but positioned as a premium security service for large holders. What this means for Starknet's ecosystem. The reorganization has direct implications for projects built on Starknet. Ready, formerly Argent, which operates the Ready Lite and Ready Metal crypto cards on Starknet via the Kulipa payment protocol, earns STRK as cashback rewards. The health of Starknet's fee economy and STRK's price directly affects the real dollar value of those rewards. ReadyMetal's 3% STRK cashback, for example, is worth less when STRK sits at 0.034 than it was when the token traded above $1 at launch. Cardholders receiving STRK rewards are taking a position on Starknet's ecosystem recovery, whether they intend to or not. The broader pattern matters for anyone evaluating L2-based card and payment products. Gnosis Pay, built on Gnosis Chain, not an L2 but a similar model, generates its own fee revenue. But the question of whether L2 infrastructure can sustain payment and card ecosystems long-term now has real data behind it. At $48,000 per month in fee revenue, the answer for Starknet is currently no.